Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Guys, you got to turn down the audio there so we don't see your dad. And there we go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm here, half my usual self.
Yeah.
I sound like shit, but we have two great guests in the studio. I didn't want to let them now down because we had already scheduled them early on this week.
Powering through.
And I was sick, so I'll do anything for a guest, you know, not to disappoint them. We got to maintain our reputation.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
We can't flake on people. If you guys want to see us on Facebook Live, you can go to LA Talk Radio's page
look
on Facebook.
It. Go to it. Look at it.
Go to it.
Watch
look at it.
It.
See how beautiful we all are.
So beautiful.
Every morning.
Yeah. So sparkly.
Eye candy for everybody.
Yes. Flick the hair.
So, Jen, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I feel like my life has no purpose since we've wrapped the film.
Really? Oh, what a great thing.
Yesterday was an actual kind of like day off, and I just like hung out with friends, and the whole day I was like in slight panic. Like,
yeah, you felt guilty probably, right?
I felt so guilty. Yeah. I'm like, what do I do? I'm like driving around with this like jacket I have to send to UPS. It's like a very expensive jacket, and I like keep losing the label for it to send it back. So there's just so many odds and ends, and my boss just needs more time to recuperate from shooting, and I'm just like, please have me back.
Please
have me back.
All right, well, you wanted to be in movies, so there you go.
Yeah, no, it's great. I love it.
It's definitely not a 9-to-5 regular job.
No, it's more like a 7 to midnight.
Right. Occasionally.
Know? Yeah. Right. Not really occasionally. It's most of the time.
No, but between jobs.
Oh, between jobs, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Between jobs.
Between jobs. It's not McDonald's, but hey, you know.
You just got to remind people how useful you are and what they need to get done.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, totally. I'll totally keep you employed. I'm like, that's right. There's all this stuff. I need to organize your entire house and everything. So please keep me.
Sounds awesome. Any big plans for the weekend?
I just have class, and Sunday is my... I'm actually going to have a day where I don't have to like wake up for anything. So
nice.
I might make it a TV day. I love a good TV day.
But if it's nice outside, you got to be outside. Why don't you take your phone and watch TV at the beach?
I could do that.
You know,
I could.
It's nice. Or in the park or something.
LA has such weird signal everywhere I go. Like, I'm staying in Woodland Hills for a couple of days and I don't have phone signal. Like,
really?
In someone's house. I'm like... And I know I've said this before, but if you can be in outer space and talk to people on Earth, there's no reason why I don't have signal in the valley.
Right. Well, there are some mountains and hills
there. Yeah, but a mountain versus like space to Earth.
Yeah.
Like, what's that?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
We're not as sophisticated as you hoped we'd be, but
I know.
You know, maybe
gotta
one
survive.
Maybe this century sometime we'll be able to get signal everywhere.
It's true.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Wrigley? Hit a Guinness World Book record. They made the biggest Snickers ever. It's like the size of a casket.
Really?
It's massive. How much does it weigh? It weighs a ton.
Who the hell's gonna wear it?
A Snickers.
It's a Snickers.
Oh, a Snickers bar.
Yeah. What did you think I said?
I thought you said sneakers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like two big sneakers the size of caskets.
Who's going to wear that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. So it's 4,728 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
That's sounds good.
Impressive.
Okay. Well, we'll eat some of that.
It can be my coffin.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, folks, we're going to bring on our guests right
Let's
now.
Let's bring them on.
Yeah, because they've waited some time. But
welcome.
But thank you for joining us. And thank you for waiting a few days to come here. And you wanted to be here by today, so we had you here by today. We're joined by Amy and Tommy. It's Tommy Graisley and Amy Goldberg.
Correct.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You see, I have the memory of a bird, so sometimes I forget last names quickly, so I have to look, you know. But thank you for joining us, guys.
Well, it's our pleasure.
And so are you guys visiting now, or L.A., or what's the situation? Because he said you guys had limited time here, right?
Well, yes, we're here for...
Yeah, you better say that, because otherwise I could have waited until next week to have you in.
Yeah, we're actually here for 6 more months. No, I'm kidding.
Same channel, same station. You know.
Yeah.
No, we're actually here visiting. Amy has a couple brothers who live here, and we're also connecting with our friends and stuff that are here.
Cool. How did you get friends here? Did you live here ever?
Or? Well, Amy did.
Oh, okay.
She has 2 brothers who live here.
Are you a native Los Angelino?
No, from Toronto, Canada initially.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly.
And so you too? Are you from Toronto too?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, okay. So that's
why
you guys
are so nice.
Thank you.
Right? Canadians are nice.
So nice.
We're sweet.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's only on the outside when they meet us.
Maybe it's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Could be.
Who knows? Maybe they just smell off from all the weed they smoke.
Right. We'll have to sniff it out by the end of the show.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's been a long time.
Really? So you were born in Toronto, right?
I was born in Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay.
And Amy was as well. And
oh, really?
Yeah, just so, it's not that far from Toronto. It's about a 45-minute drive.
Okay, so you were like in the same outskirt of the city, let's say.
Exactly. And we didn't know that, but yes.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
No,
we didn't.
Yeah. No.
Wow. We were actually born in the same hospital.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're meant to be, pretty much.
Yeah.
We think so.
It took 50 years, but we're definitely soulmates.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So how long ago did you guys meet?
We met in 2014.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah, we've been married, it'll be 2 years in February, so.
Walk me through it. So where did you say you met?
I was in Toronto, and Tommy was in Hamilton.
Okay.
Mm. So, and Tommy sent me his music, because I was doing a soundtrack.
I sent out invitations to my shows, random invitations to my shows.
Right, you're a musician.
That's correct.
And we'll cover that, too.
And,
go ahead.
And Amy, of course, just ignored them.
Not intentionally.
Yeah. Why were you sending it to Amy?
I was just sending it to random people who I thought would be, you know, interested in my music.
I see. Okay.
And so I sent Amy the video that I did, my first video. Uh-huh. And I guess she loved it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I
love
the music.
She fell in love with this rocker.
I fell in love with the music before I met Tommy.
Really?
So then you reached out to him. And you guys, where did you guys meet up?
We conversed, and then we met at a Tim Hortons in Canada.
Amazing.
Unbelievable, but yeah.
What's that, a restaurant?
Like a little bagel donut shop, right?
It's a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they're all over the world now, but it originally happened in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons was a hockey player. He played for Toronto Maple Leafs and the Buffalo Sabres. And but anyways, we met there, and then as soon as I met Amy, I knew right away.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right
oh, my gosh.
So this First is like night. Later in life. Had you both been married before?
Yes.
Yes, I was in a long-term relationship, and Amy was married previously as well.
I see. Wow.
So your first meeting was like a business meeting, and then you were like, let's date.
Well, but no, there's definitely second chances. I mean, look at that, you know?
It evolved, and it became something really great. And I know that I'm better because of Amy. So.
Really? Oh, wow. How cool is that?
I'm not crying. You're crying.
She changed my life a whole 180 and inspired me to write a new album, which
really?
Yes.
So she turned your life around. What do you mean? Were you into trouble and stuff?
No, or? Just the way I thought.
Oh,
she changed
my
way of thinking.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, totally positive change.
Really? Yeah. You've only seemed to be down to earth and everything, you know, and you also have a book and a website and everything. So, and you teach people how to live, right?
Yeah, it sort of came through osmosis. I actually was a writer-producer in film and television. And then, because my family are very successful filmmakers. And so it started with Meatballs and went through there to... I guess it ended in The Hangover. And so I came through entertainment through my family. And then, but I'm an exercise physiologist and was really passionate in health and wellness. And then it sort of morphed into speaking around what it meant to be an entrepreneur, what it looked like, why were people stuck, and so then I After speaking, I had about quite a few speaking engagements this year. I'm an international speaker. The outcome was, where's your book? And I didn't have one. I thought, I'm not going to be that person that writes a book. Right. And so I am that person that write the book.
And a great one.
And so it's been, thank you. It's been really well received. I just released it.
Oh, congratulations to you.
Thank you very
much. It's called Be Your Truth, Amy Goldberg. You guys can see it here on the camera.
Thanks.
And so tell us a little bit about this powerful, insightful, no-holds-barred look at the eternal obstacle. So this is obviously, how long did it take you to do some research to come up with a book?
30 years.
30 years.
That's yeah. How long 30 years of life this? And probably longer, actually.
Really?
But really through my experiences and my understanding of human nature, I'm very curious as to human behavior, why people do what they do,
right.
And you know why people don't walk the walk, what does that look like?
Right.
And so it just sort of came through my discussions and speaking.
Yeah.
It just
yet you got
about,
into physiology, you said, right?
Yeah, very young, when I was young.
I see,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the inside workings of the brain.
Exactly, yeah.
Interested you.
And body and motion and what that looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something you said before kind of stuck out to me when you said people feeling stuck.
Yes.
And I think it's so important to feel like, I was talking about this with a friend yesterday, you know, so many of us feel so stuck and we feel like all of our, you know, personal truths are so personal to us, but when we share our stories, there's millions of people out there feeling the same
exactly.
way, you know, and, yeah. and we kind of, I feel like it's human nature to isolate ourselves with the things we're going through, with the things that are happening in our lives. And
exactly.
I think it's great that you're putting a flashlight
you.
On that.
People
yeah.
also get stuck in their mindset.
Exactly.
In the way they think, you know.
Right.
And when you change that, it's that same thing, you know. If you do the same thing, you're going to get the same results, right?
Absolutely.
So it's about changing your mindset. And Amy showed me that, and it's in her book. And,
thank you.
So it helped you improve your life.
You know, I got to tell you how amazing Amy is.
Jacket's coming off.
The tattoos are coming out.
It is because, you know, she is wonderful, but I don't know if you can see
wow.
that. She is amazing. Can you see
aww,
that?
Yeah. Amazing. No, that's amazing. You.
Hang on a second. She's five star.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Did you know that he was going to get that tattoo, or did no. you come home and surprise him?
Yeah, it sort of evolved.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really
she
fun.
Is so amazing. Like,
wow.
So, you know, Amy Zhang, it's like, you know.
I'm really happy for you guys, you know, because, I mean, it's like, I keep thinking there's no future when you get older, you know, to meet somebody and stuff. But
always.
You guys are showing it's different.
Always.
That's how I feel about my age group.
Yeah.
I'm there's no hope for us either.
Come on.
We're in hookup culture, though.
She's 31 years old, yes. You know?
I know, but
you got
it's
your
all
whole
hookup
life
culture.
Ahead
it's different. Yeah. You know, I feel like when you were my age, it's more, it was like courting and it was traditional dating and, you know, chivalry and things like that. And
yeah.
nowadays,
well, we still wanted sex all the time, but we didn't get it.
Of course, but you knew how to play the game. And nowadays, it's just you're yeah. one swipe away from finding somebody that you think might be better.
When
and
you find a real gentleman,
yeah.
he will have chivalry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true, right?
I know, but
person.
There
no
are
question.
Fewer and far between these days,
yeah.
I feel like.
It's because we look on yeah. dating apps. That's not where they're at.
Yeah, it's cataloging yeah. humans,
yeah.
you know.
And Amy yeah. mentions that in her book. It's like, tell them about, you know, like walking down the street, you know, like what side of the sidewalk, you know, in a busy city like
right.
Toronto or LA, what side of the sidewalk are you on? You know,
right.
you should always stay to the right, you know, like these are certain
protecting her from the traffic,
right? You know, hold a door open. Is that a big deal? But, you know,
I mean, I hold
doors
open, you
slam
know,
in people's
yeah, exactly.
faces, and
yeah.
I just don't understand it, you know. I don't.
Right.
So I think her book, Be Your Truth, actually touches on how you can be a better human for sure.
Because I think that chivalry mm. isn't exclusive to men, too. You know, a lot of people think it should all fall on the men, men should pay for everything. Like, if the man's not doing this, this, and that, then they're not a man. But I think chivalry should fall on all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, to be
yeah.
polite, to be good. Like, none of us.
Sure.
Exactly.
None of us deserve everything, and none of us deserve nothing. You know, like, you deserve what you give. And,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so true. And especially, too, now with, it's really confusing because before you held back. I mean, Brené Brown, Simon Sinek, there's so many people, Carol Dweck, who wrote a book about mindset. You have fixed or growth mindset. So you're coming in from a certain perspective and, you know, share your vulnerability and let down your armor. But you're like, what? Like, how do I act now? And
mm-hmm.
so it's so confusing. So it's coming back to who you are
yeah.
and then how you really project yourself. You know,
right.
what is that truthful? What does that look like
yeah.
for you?
And right. I think it's about owning what, you know, if you are coming with that learning and growth mindset, you know, you're entering situations where you're okay with saying, I don't know.
Exactly.
You know, and I think it's about owning that I don't know. That's really important.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, I don't know, rather than being like, yeah, yeah, I know. And that creates this whole anxiety inside of you to perform or to like look a certain way or be a certain way. Or how are they going to think? What are they going to think of me if they don't think I know how to do this? I'm just like, I don't know.
Exactly. And you learn more by asking.
Exactly.
If you don't know, then you learn more. Because what you know, but you don't know. And that's why Larry... that interviewer. Oh my gosh,
Larry King.
Larry King was so good because he asked, you know, questions. He listened.
Right.
He was, you know.
Yeah.
It was really interesting.
Yeah. Had you been doing music for a while before you met her?
Well, you know, back to rock and roll.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We gotta mix it up.
Great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been around music my whole life. My father was a musician. Still is. 76. Still rock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
He played in a band called Crowbar.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've heard of Crowbar. They had a song called Oh, What a Feeling, What
a
Rush.
Yeah, I've heard of Crowbar.
Oh, really?
That was my dad in the 70s.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I grew up in rock and roll. But, you know, it was feast or famine as a musician.
His cousin's Rod Stewart.
Really?
That's true, yes.
Yeah, well, I sound like him these days. Being sick. Go ahead. Wow.
Well, yeah, so, you know, I knew what it was like to, you know, have bagels for breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Right.
So I just wanted a little bit more stability for my children. So I got a trade, and I did that, you know, ridiculousness that really didn't suit me at all because I'm a creative. I don't fit in any box. I didn't in school. I don't have in a workplace. I'm fit in a studio. That's where
right.
I fit in. That's right. my creative. That's where I'm meant to be. So, I was fortunate enough to see all the ins and outs behind this. You know, at 10 years old, I went to a major rock concert where my dad played with Foot and Cold Water and Lighthouse and, you know, all these major Canadian acts, you know. And Crowbar with King Biscuit Boy. I wrote a song on my new album called Richard. And it's about Richard Newell, a.k.a. King Biscuit Boy, who's probably the greatest harmonica player in the world.
He played with the Beatles.
The Stones.
Oh, and the Stones.
Yeah, and he said no really? To the Allman Brothers. Yeah, and, you know, Eddie Kramer produced the song. Eddie Kramer, of course, did all Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, the Stones.
It's unbelievable.
The Beatles.
Wow. And talk about a guy that's just still keeps going. He is, like,
really?
Super fit. He's in his late 70s. Guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's someone that's really full of life.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Loves what he does.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about. You have to love what you do.
Right. But
then it's not work anymore. It becomes pleasurable and enjoyable. And so that's how I kind of like kind of was born into rock and roll, I guess you would say. Yeah.
Did you join bands early on in your teens?
No, I played guitar to myself and, you know, kind of wrote my own songs. But in the meantime, kept raising my family and stuff,
right.
Which was a very pleasurable. And then it became very not pleasurable.
Right.
You know, and then...
How early in life did you start a family?
I was 25 when my daughter was born, Danielle. Yeah,
so that's pretty young.
Pretty young. My son was born, I was 27 when my son was born. So I had two kids at 27. Uh-huh. So, you know, I had to feed them, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, in quick time. So
yeah,
that's why I did what I did. And
they're amazing kids.
They are.
Amazing.
My daughter's an amazing makeup artist with Viazzi, and she's in weddings and movies. And
she's unbelievable.
And my son is amazing.
It's cool. They got a young dad.
I know.
Cool
I know. He raised them. Like, he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's it. You're born into cool. You're not taught it. You're born into it.
He's the coolest guy I know. Tommy's the coolest guy I know.
Yeah, so anyways, my children are beautiful human beings, and that's what I'm very proud of, quite frankly. And, you know, with Amy's book, you know, Be Your Truth and Be the Best Human Being You Can Be, I think is so important, you know, and I think that everyone should realize that we're humans first. Then you can bring in religion.
Yeah.
But we're humans first, you know,
and...
To me, all wars have been caused by religion and politics.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
We won't get into
that.
But, you know, love is the answer, man, for sure.
Absolutely.
My new album's called I Believe in Love, and I wrote a song called Love Conquers All with Greg
Godovitz.
Gatto. I don't know if you ever heard of Gatto, but another
finest
icon,
musician,
Canadian icon,
artist.
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, so okay, let's listen to the song.
Yeah.
I have it all queued up.
Cool.
And
sure. Yeah, it's
for
sure. So
might
great.
As well, since you brought it up, we'll listen to it.
Fantastic.
Right. So, Tommy Gracely, the song is "Love Conquers All," and let's take a listen. I like it already.
Love is love and hate is hate. Knock it off, yellow, before it's too late. You have your say and I have mine. As long as you can't find the time. Love conquers all.
Oh, you're in the video too, huh? Cool. Nepotism, you know?
I know.
You voted it wrong and it went the beans. Now look what's happening in the Middle East. Until they come down from the sky, it's up to us to know the how and why. Love conquers all.
I like it, man.
Yeah, I love it.
It's got good beat to it and everything. You
Thank
know?
You very
Wasn't
much.
Wasn't Dale
Positive
Harrison
song.
On the drums on that one?
Dale Harrison, yeah, from the Headstones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Amazing.
The
and your dad?
My dad
sax.
Plays sax on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have,
that's so
I
fun.
I have a video of Eddie Kramer bowing to my dad in the studio after
really?
The sax lead on
And who was guitar? Who played? Who else was on that?
Greg Godovitz. Yeah. On that. Joey Varga from the band
He's
Varga.
He's in the video.
Yeah. And he sings background vocals.
And Mike King?
Mike King on bass, solid. He plays bass on every track. Mike helped produce most of the album, and
yeah,
fantastic bass player.
Yeah.
Really fantastic.
I like
yeah.
it. It's got like a classic rock meets blues kind of vibe.
Well, I call it new classic rock.
Yeah.
That's what I call it. Yeah. My sound is new classic rock.
They
because
want to play
classic
more.
Rock, they only play 40-year-old music. Mine's new classic rock. It's today. It's rocking, and it's rolling.
Right. Exactly. And you go by Tommy Gunn, right?
Tommy Gunn, a.k.a. Tommy Gracely. Yep, that's me, baby. The musician, not the porn star or the boxer.
Yeah. Gotta have a musician's name, yeah.
Matter of fact, we're going to meet Tommy Gunn, the porn star, who's also in Sons of Anarchy next week. Him and his wife, Casey Storm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Casey Storm.
Yeah.
I may have met her here. We have all the porn stars coming in here. There's a show for porn stars and stuff, or for people that like porn stars.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's fun.
But all the names.
I want to be in
wow,
on that,
that
show. I have so many questions.
Yeah. I'd like to be
all
a
the
fly
names.
On the, wall.
The names are interchangeable, though. You know, I mean, you put like Stormy here and
exactly.
And
is it supposed to be like your address, your street address, or something? I don't know. No, that's
yeah,
your booker.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Oh
anyway.
Yeah, like that. There's like a
yeah.
meme for that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
it's
exactly.
like the. The I don't remember
yeah.
what it is
yeah.
like your favorite color and like
and
the street name
pet
that
name
yeah
yeah, yeah.
The
animal,
your first pet and like
yeah.
the right. like the word of the street
and
you grew
it
up
come
on
out with?
Right
you know, something crazy but.
Exactly but those names are weird sometimes you know?
Yeah
yeah
totally mine would be Green Black Latch Cootie.
Well, you know, Richard Newell, when he was alive, he was such a lovely human being and so funny. He said to me,
hilarious.
He said to me, he says, Tommy, when I go meet girls, I introduce myself. I say, my name's Richard. That's long for Dick.
Uh-huh. Right? That's pretty good.
That's
right?
clever.
Dick, Richard, right?
Yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
It's long for Dick.
We yeah. had a teacher in my high school named Richard Head.
Oh, great.
And I was like, amazing.
Fantastic. Hey, Dick, how you
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, totally. He was my study hall teacher. I was like, yes.
Mr. Dick Head. There
he is.
He
was so
like,
funny.
Yeah.
And
That's
his wife
classic.
Was also a teacher, and she would you'd hear her yell down the hall, Dick! And all the kids are
what
like,
what was her name? I'm afraid to ask.
I don't even remember. It was very normal, though. Very, very
oh,
normal
classic.
Name.
Mary. Yeah. Mary.
Probably, yeah, something like that.
Mary Head.
Yeah.
Dick's wife.
I think she went by her maiden name, which I probably would too. Yeah.
Foot.
Foot. I'm just going to say
Foot,
that.
Yeah. Foot, yeah. Say
Mary Foot and Dick Head, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, match made in heaven.
Now, this song, do you play guitar?
Well, I wrote all the songs, and okay. then when I perform, I just sing because, you know, I've seen tons of bands that are fantastic. You go there, they're playing the music, they don't move, they're boring. Okay, I like to entertain my audience, so I have two fabulous guitar players, right. John Bianchini and Chris Wilson, who are magnificent,
amazing
guitar players. And I'm in between.
You
them.
Focus on the singing.
Singing,
I know it's hard to play
audience.
The guitar. And
Dave Kovacs on drums.
Yeah, Dave's
Ray
a great
Baum
drummer.
On bass. The band is hot. We're ready to go. I'm doing a release in Toronto. Also on the album is Michael Weckerly, who bought the Alma Combo in Toronto. It's a famous bar. The Rolling Stones played there in '77, and he sunk a ton of dough into this.
It's gorgeous.
Redoing
really?
The bar a
wow.
ton, and I'm talking multi millions. And so I'm going to do my release there of the album.
Yeah.
At the Alma Combo
That'll
in
be
Toronto.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. So when is the album going to be released?
Well, the album's called I Believe in Love, and I'm going to release it February 14th.
Oh, cool.
The Day of Love.
The Day of Love.
Day of Love.
Yes.
Very
it's cool. also
and
my
daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I love
and
that.
Birthday.
I know.
That's so cute.
And my son, I talked about my daughter, but my son I'm really proud of too. I just want you to know he's a Volkswagen manager in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're looking for a car in Nova Scotia, go see Jeffrey Graisley. He'll take care of you, no problem.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, he'll look after you.
Nova Scotia, that's a pretty nice place though, right?
Beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Is it part of Canada?
Yes, it is. It's
right?
on the East Coast. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
We've been there several times. You know, it's really laid back. It's not like Toronto. You know,
right.
Toronto
right.
is like, I think it's the most energetic city I've ever been in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's,
wow.
It's
apart
fabulous.
From New York. New York
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Apart from New York.
It's pretty north up there, you know.
It is north up there. It is really. But it's funny because I did a talk show in Wisconsin. And Madison, Wisconsin. And they said to me, you know, what's it like up there, up north? But if you look at the map, Madison's actually above Toronto. You know, like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty much the same shit, right? Snow all the time. But that's nice. Toronto's nice. I had a long-distance relationship with a woman that lives in Toronto.
Interesting.
And so I went there several times, you know. It was really nice. I really liked it.
Wait, how long ago was that?
Some time ago.
Yeah.
I would say 20 years maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
And you like Toronto?
Yeah, I did like it a lot. Yeah. There's a nice Jewish community there too,
yes.
right?
There is, yes.
Yeah, in the certain area. What's it called there?
Forest Hill.
Forest Hill. Well,
actually, that's where we live.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's funny.
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly
my Eastern area.
Yeah, that's exactly where we live.
And
oh, so who's the girl you were out with?
Yeah, we might know her. We might know her, yeah.
She's
Sam, tell us.
She's South African. I don't know. Do you know South
I know this. Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes,
yeah.
I know the
whole
community.
Jackie.
Gaci is the way she spells it.
Possibly, if I knew her last name.
She's a numerologist, you know, maybe better, I don't know.
I don't know.
But, there's a big South African community there, too.
Wow. Yes.
Because a lot of people left there because of the violence and stuff in South Africa.
Right, right, right.
So they moved to New Zealand and Australia and Canada.
That's right.
I got to hang out in Canada. I've only really passed through.
Wow, you're missing out, man.
Yeah.
Toronto's great.
Toronto's beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. And Vancouver's lovely, too.
Yeah, Vancouver's
Montreal.
Nice.
Yeah, Vancouver's nice, too.
All right.
It's on our side of the
Takes
world.
Minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just not as far.
Yeah. Very cool. I don't recommend long-distance relationships, though.
No, it's
they
so
suck,
tough.
It's
man.
Tough. Yeah,
it's
tough.
So tough.
I mean, they're tough in general, and then you add that.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're all-consuming because then you spend time. Like, usually, you know, you're dating, you see each other, but if you're visiting, you're like, you're there 24/7. Like,
right.
You're just, boom, everything's so intense.
Right.
Trying to catch up with everything.
Exactly.
And stuff. And when you're not together, it's kind of like, I wish you were here.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I learned about it.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid those.
Yeah.
Like
how long did that last for?
That was a while, but we also had been going out in South Africa for a while. Then I came back here. She went to Canada, and we renewed the relationship.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very good.
But we met in South Africa, right? And she was the friend of my cousin's wife. And I met her in Israel, though, because she was visiting there. So it's like a whole world thing.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, I know. But
quite traveled.
Yeah.
How long have you been in L.A. then?
I've been here a long time, like 45 years.
Yeah.
I moved here from Israel. Actually, I moved to Las Vegas, and I lived there for 5 years because I had family there.
Your favorite place.
Yeah, well.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
In quotation marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But, I loved it in the 70s. It was amazing then. You know, I mean, we had music and lots of weed and all that stuff, so that was nice, you know.
Definitely.
But that's kind of how I learned about America and stuff, you know. But it was different. It was different then.
It's a wild place to get a first taste of America.
Yeah,
I would say.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is. And it was very small then, too, you know. But we pick up women. It was like, you know, shooting fish in the bowl or something, you know. Fish in a barrel, right?
Yeah.
Because they were just all over the place and stuff. And we would just go cruising up and down the strip. And meet girls that way. You know, it was so easy.
There's probably more women than men.
Well, probably. It was free love in the 70s, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. A lot. A lot. Lots of concerts.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it was the time of the Doobie Brothers and Alice Cooper and ABBA and Heart and all these people.
Yeah.
I saw all these concerts.
Great music.
Fantastic music.
So you grew up during that period too, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. I was
a lot of stories
in the '70s. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
A lot of stories, you know.
Right, but that's how your music is influenced as well, right?
It is. It's you know, like I love that music, and like I like all music, quite frankly.
Right.
But rock is, you know, the instruments actually playing them and the live performance, and I guess 19 years old when I first met Richard Newell. My father, Kelly J. of Crowbar, Kelly played piano, my dad sax, and Richard harmonica, and the rest of the band. But those three in particular, I saw magic for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And so when I create music and when I'm playing music, at one point, you can have it last for a long time, but you feel this feeling, and it's very magical.
Yeah.
And to me, that is what it's all about.
Well, it's like your album. Your album is, it's 35 minutes. You need to hear it from start to finish. It's like an ELO.
It's like a concept album, but it's like, it goes from hate to love, but it's like a movie, really, because it's 35 minutes. The experience is from start to finish. It's not like, oh, nice. I'll listen to one song.
Yeah, it's a whole experience.
Oh, I love that.
So. Yeah.
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 Very nice.
Rock,
What other songs should we play? We're already on your website.
Well, you're on my website. I haven't released my new album, but you could play a song on there. Well, there's all kinds of them, really.
How about Life is Easy? Is that pretty good?
Life is Easy is good.
Okay.
It's a little heavier, isn't it?
It's heavy.
And,
this is a heavier album, my first album.
And what was it? You Were Right for Me.
You Were Right for Me
is the song that I heard. This is not about me, but it was, and yet that's good.
So let's play it.
Yeah.
It's a love song.
That was the one that I like.
Sounds good. You were right. Ah, nice harmony.
For me.
Yeah.
You I made a lot of mistakes in my life, you know. You happy, I couldn't get it right, and I got tired seeing you frown, you know. Such a pretty smile, I wanna see it once in a while.
Is that the song that he sent you, that you heard?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And she's like, I gotta have this rocker.
I hope you find the man of your dreams, you know. Gonna feel inside, I
it's okay. I'll fight for my life, you know.
I like it, man. It's really cool.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you very much.
I like it too.
Look at them. They're so in love.
It's
you know?
Cute. Oh my gosh. I'm going to throw up in this trash can next to me.
You know what? It's because we're a real team.
Here's the thing. Amy is a lovely Jewish girl.
Uh-huh.
And I said to Amy, you have to have a tattoo.
he's bringing up Jewish because of the tattoo.
Right?
I said, no, I did not get tattoos.
She's a trooper and she got a tattoo. And,
oh, wow.
And
I actually did
we,
get
we got the same tattoo. Yeah. It's called At Love.
Yeah.
And At Love is Amy and Tommy, A-T, At Love, and love is where it's at. And, you know, when I walk beside Amy, I'll quote Eddie Vedder. When I walk beside Amy, I am a better man. No question.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, you know what it is? You know, relationships, and I was going to talk about this, is it's a partnership. It should bring you up, not bring you down.
Right.
And so it really is. I mean, my whole thing was when I was a kid, I couldn't wait to leave the house, like just fly and do what I needed to do and be free. I just wanted that freedom. And so I never understood relationships where you felt, you know, hung up
or trapped.
And I never I thought, no, you are with somebody to help them, to lift them, to do what you need to do. And so that's why it took so long to find that person. Because it's important. I mean,
it's amazing.
You know, so
you guys are very fortunate.
We know that.
Yeah, we are very lucky.
Because it's hard to find good people today. You know,
really tough.
It's hard to find that kind of connection.
Right.
Yes. You know. Yeah. Right. And really we know we irritate each other sometimes, and we laugh at it. We have a great sense of humor. We laugh at everything.
Right.
And so we know. And I know if I'm being a jerk, I will say, you know what, I am being a total jerk.
No, you're not, baby.
Good answer. I know. Tommy said, no, you're not.
It.
Great answer. Yeah.
So this is cool. You're both creative. I mean, creating a book and music and all that stuff.
I was just talking about that. Right. Funny you mentioned being creative. I was talking about Amy's family, her whole family, and are creative. Every one of them.
Wow.
Nieces, nephew, they're either songwriter, authors, script writers, whatever you want.
Actually, yeah,
they're
I think my sister's
creatives.
Listening. Her name is Catherine Hogg, and she is a phenomenal artist. She's like the go-to person when people ask about art.
Uh-huh.
And she did this huge installation, outside installation. It's called the Fisherman's Memorial. It's a massive, check it out. It's in Waterford. Port Dover.
On the pier.
And on the pier. Thank you. I didn't even know. And she's just incredible talent, my sister.
So I was very fortunate to join their family when I married Amy. I'm creative too, you know.
But
so
we all like to bounce ideas off each other.
And, you know, I'm kind of humorous sometimes. Right. So
it's very
funny. They're all comedy writers. So, like, you know, I try and get in there, right? But, you know, they're fabulous.
It's very funny.
I'm very fortunate.
Awesome. And so before you met, were you married before that?
I was, yes.
Do you have any kids?
I don't, no.
No kids?
No, actually, that was the best decision I ever made.
Really?
I love children. It's so funny, and I always feel I still need to sort of justify this, but or clarify whatever. But I was so, you know, camp counselor, dove into helping kids, love it. I just never wanted that for myself. And it is the best decision I ever made.
Really?
I love to hear that because I have always kind of been on the fence about having kids, and so many people just feel like they need to do it. And I've had friends who have not gone on like a, you know, a self-searching journey, and they just kind of threw marriage and kids on top of it, and they're miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable.
They're,
totally
they
miserable.
Feel trapped and they just didn't want to expand themselves and figure out what was really going on inside of them. So they just, you know, they plug the hole with other things.
Yeah.
So
So that was the best. I mean, I decided that very young in my life for whatever reason, said I'm doing this, and I just, you know, I just wanted to do that. But it was is seriously the best decision I ever made. And I'm, you know, really good friends with Danielle and Jeffrey. I love Tommy's kids are amazing. It's great to be a friend. You know?
Right.
I'm not, that's.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. You know, you got to have that choice.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to do things because you're expected to.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you have the website, the Trust Rise. Tell us a little bit about that. What can we expect to see on the website?
Yeah, thanks for that. Well, so it's relatively new. It's it was sort of evolved. Before, it was more of a sort of rock your vibe, and I felt that people didn't really understand how to do that. So the Trust Rise was trusting your truth. Like, what does that look like for you?
Right.
You know, truthfully, because we're not, you know, you're not born and somebody says, sits down and says, okay, so what is it to be you? You know, really you, not this is your religion. This is, you know, here are your manners.
Your
this is what you're taught. Here's your name. What's an Amy? Like, what does an Amy do? You know, do I play
yeah.
with dolls? Do I play with, you know, gun? I don't know. Like, you know, so it's sort of really coming into what you want, and it's really about experiencing as much as you possibly can, and yet we tend to hold ourselves back,
of course,
from that. And so hence the reason too to have partners that like break through that and say, let's do it, let's go.
Right.
And so, you know, the only way to get, my whole premise is really, you know, we put ourselves in a box and we have the key to get out, we just don't know how to do that.
Right.
And so you need to really tap into that, your own energy, and ask for help, because we tend not to.
Right.
And so...
And where would you get it?
Well, from me.
Okay.
And from like-minded people, such as myself, you know,
right.
that are really true. Not. It's a really... it's about helping, and the byproduct is all the other stuff. I
right.
find that you quickly realize if somebody's kind of, you know, selling it, that they haven't probably found their truth.
I see.
You know, and so I always find that... especially in LA, we talk about money an awful lot. I mean, I think that's, you know, and it's the byproduct, people. It's not the thing. It's the byproduct. So if you're authentic and you're doing what it is you want to do, then the other stuff will happen. It just, it's through osmosis, it will actually happen.
Okay.
You know, hard work and, you know, being dedicated and passionate, you know?
Yeah.
So, and passionate is a strong word. People get so hung up, and I don't talk about this. It's, you know, it's just find what gives you energy, you know?
Like, find what gives you energy.
Yeah, like forget the passion. It's people get stuck on, oh man, I haven't found my passion. It's not about that. It's about what depletes you and what gives you energy.
Connecting the dots.
Yeah,
we talk
about connecting the dots. And we do that throughout, if you look at your life so far, you'll see how things sort of evolve, you know?
Look back.
You'll see, you know, through your past, what you did, entertainment, speaking to people, curiosity, like lots of aspects, film, producing, speaking, sharing, knowledge, like all of that.
I was happy to be up every day at 6:30.
Yeah.
And go to bed. I slept like 5 hours a night and I had enough energy all day.
There you go.
You know.
So you know,
yeah.
you know, and so it's those who are really either listening too much to other people, because we do tend to do that.
Right.
And so being your truth is what's in here, like what's in your heart.
Right.
Yeah, so many people get stuck in that 9-to-5 job, you know, making the money to feed their kids. And that's it. You know what I mean? And they go to work, they punch in, hey, job, we punch in.
Right.
They go to work.
Right. And then they push those ideas on their kids because...
Yes.
You know, they're miserable.
Look,
and
provide
like,
a living for me.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're like, this is what you have to do. And they just think it's what you have to do. And
exactly.
it's not. I mean, at the end of the day, like, there's the end of the road for all of us. And at the end of it, when you're on your deathbed, are you going to be thinking about, you know, what is it I accomplished in my life by, like, on paper?
Regrets.
Right. Or are
yeah.
you going to be thinking about, like, all of the amazing connections and people you got to surround
Experience.
Yourself with?
Exactly.
And, the world you got to see,
yeah.
right.
you know.
And actually, it's so true what you said, Jen, is that life is about the experiences. It's not about the stuff. And I remember, too, you know, just quickly, I digress. When I was 20, I traveled around the world for 2.5 years, and I just had a pack on my back. That was it. And so when I did that, I realized that's it. That's all I had. I didn't store anything because I was a kid. And I just left, and I realized that, you know, the heavier the pack got, the more, it was heavy to carry. And I gave away stuff in Russia and China and places like that. And I realized when I came back, I didn't need any of that. I felt, you know, I really wanted to consciously think, don't accumulate stuff. It's just stuff.
That's
and so
true.
That's so true. And it's very freeing.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
freedom's inside. It's not the stuff you have. It's
yeah.
like who
right.
you are.
Except when you get bit by a scorpion
oh, yeah,
in Thailand.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I know, it's like a
and your whole half of your
moment.
Body goes
yeah.
numb.
Yeah, I did some pretty stupid things, too,
right.
but yeah.
That's part of it,
though. 2.5 years abroad, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Right?
It was fun.
So what did you do? Did you work along the way? How were you able to support yourself?
I did. So I was in between universities, and so because I was in art school, and then from there I traveled, and then I finished my exercise physiology because I worked in New Zealand, taught school at in Auckland University, and then I taught English, and so yeah, I traveled and lived on like $5 a day because it was really? it was you know, long time ago. So
yeah, in Asia too, which
Asia
is,
yeah, it was that was really cheap, 70 cents a day.
Wow.
Yeah, 70 cents a day. So, and I was that. Vegan at the time. So I was 31
yes,
years
I'm vegan. I love hearing that.
And so it's, yeah, it was tough. So I had this in Russia. I had this huge list. I asked somebody, could you write down all the foods that I don't eat? And so, and then it was like this huge list. And then, so I'd hand it to people. Well, you'd have to line up for 3 hours to get an orange or 3 hours to get anything.
Wow.
So I lined up at this place. I had no idea what it was. I line up and then I finally get to the front and it's just, they just sell meat.
Oh,
that was
wow.
it. I went, oh my God, no! And so then, yeah, and everything was closed after that. It was
oh
like,
no.
It was really funny. Not at the time.
Not at the time, yeah. At the time, it's like that's crisis. That's
yeah, the terrible. Only thing in Russia is don't get into a lot at the time. I was like, yeah. Don't get into a lot. Because I was selling all my clothes and it was really funny. Yeah.
And you had to be aware too. People were putting things in backpacks and.
Yeah, you had to watch. Them. You had to watch your stuff. You know,
put the backpack on the front of you.
Yeah, I was going through, I think it was Malaysia, I was crossing the border, and these two kids, and it was reported at the time because my parents sent me a note back saying, did you hear that these two kids were hanged at the border? And they were right in front of me because they had marijuana. They had
weed in their
weed
backpack.
In the pack.
Oh, my God, hanged for that.
They were hanged for that. And so, oh, my God. So, you know what I did?
Whoa.
I checked my pack. I ripped everything out
right.
every time I crossed the border.
Right.
Ripped it all out. And then,
well,
you know,
maybe
my
it's
passport.
Different now.
You know.
It's probably different now, but still. That's
it's
why
different
I won't go to these places, you know? I don't want to get hanged for anything.
Exactly. Like the lines are too blurred. Yeah.
I'm glad I did it then, not now.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, you
imagine
never know.
Hanged for a little weed.
Yeah.
Like, you, I know.
Like, oh my God, what? I'd be hanged so long ago.
Right.
Speaking of weed, Tommy was saying that it's so expensive here in LA.
Really?
Oh.
It's so cheap here coming from New York.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's like half the price.
So you guys
wow.
is even cheaper.
Yeah.
It's double plus 30%.
Yeah. They added the 30% to the recreational now, which is unbelievable.
Oh.
When you got medical, you know. It's
exactly.
Just,
God, it's crazy. Every
double
time I
plus,
go in, I'm
plus
like.
Plus the exchange, right? From
yeah,
Canadian
that's true.
To America, it's another 30%.
No,
right?
He can't. Tommy cannot believe the prices.
Yeah. It's
oh
ridiculous.
God,
really?
Yeah. When I'm at home, a friend of mine, a few provinces over, just mails it to me. And it's
wow.
like cheap. I give them an interact right on the bank.
Yeah.
Right
that's
to my
wild.
Door.
That's cool.
In a can.
And here it's like 25 for an eighth or so, maybe 30 tops.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. But in New York, it's like 50 to 65.
Wow.
Well,
an
it's
eighth,
like that
yeah.
in the dispensaries. It's
yeah,
60
well,
bucks,
it's still 45, 50. And here. The $20
much for it
the
here.
$20 or $30 ones, those are really, they're not considered top shelf.
Yeah, they're not.
And
I need
even
the
though
top
it's
shelf.
Pretty good. I mean, you can get really good ones.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But the general prices are more like $45, $50 and for most of the great stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of money. And then you earn.
Yeah.
And I get
you
the best
the,
from Vancouver for $80 for a half
yeah.
ounce.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
yeah.
you see.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah.
But that's the thing. We have it here, too. I
but
mean,
you can't ship it across the border. You're
not,
no. you're
not
allowed
to the
to do
U.S.,
that.
But Canada,
yeah.
Canada
no
you can.
Within Canada.
Right.
My friend in Philly pays $500 for an ounce.
Wow.
It's like very, very top shelf.
Yeah.
But still,
but
$500.
Still, I mean, I just got a pretty decent ounce because I made some edibles. I paid $120.
Good for you.
For an ounce. Oh. Delivery service. They brought it to my house.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm telling you, and the taxes were included. I mean,
oh
how
gosh.
Can I go wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
well,
you
thank
need,
goodness.
You need to
legal.
Know where to buy. Get weed maps. Do you have weed maps?
No.
The
I
app.
Usually go
yes.
to Atrium in Woodland Hills. I love it there. They always have deals.
Yeah, but
they
it's
like
still
buy
expensive.
One, get one. Like,
really?
I'll do like 1 gram pre rolls and they're like $5.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty sweet.
That's good.
Yeah.
But
and
then
they have
you
those,
don't know what you're getting, right? It's all
no,
like,
they tell you what it is.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, it's the shake and bake, right?
It's that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's
I like the,
plus the buzz is there. Who cares?
I like the sublingual strips. It's like this little paper strip you put under your tongue, and within 15 minutes, you're like completely blasted, and it only lasts 3 hours.
Wow,
really?
I've never heard of that.
No, I never heard of it either.
Wow, that's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, they're really great. So you like you don't have to hurt your lungs,
wow.
and it's not the same commitment as an
oh,
edible,
I,
you
wow.
know?
Is it like smoking? Because when you eat, it's different.
It
I find
different.
It's a different buzz totally.
It's closer to
it's
smoking, yeah,
really,
because
eh?
It's not quite it's eating it, but it's going under your tongue, so it's hitting your bloodstream much faster than when you eat it, and you have to wait an hour. Like, in 15 minutes, you're like...
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're good.
Cheech
yeah.
and Chong, baby.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Smoke-free. It's really nice.
Classic.
Yeah.
Where did
so you
get
see,
that?
There's all kinds of
Atrium.
Stuff here.
Atrium.
Atrium is not too far from here, but... I don't know where you stayed, but they probably have it in other places too. I never heard of it.
No, either have I.
I love Atrium. They're great.
Well,
and they give you
for
samples
letting us
and
know.
Stuff. And
okay, cool.
And Atrium will be sponsoring the show next
week.
Yeah, there you go.
I wish.
We went to Cookies, and I don't know. Maybe that's why.
Well, that's
Melrose,
in West Hollywood, you know, and it's, yeah.
Maybe that's why the prices were so.
It's like Supreme.
Expensive.
It feels like a Supreme.
The packaging was unbelievable. The branding. It's all about the branding.
It's all right. about the branding. That's what you pay for.
It's about the weed, man.
Totally. You know,
and it's only recent since it started becoming recreational. Because for years we had medical marijuana here. And you go in, they just have big jars, and they put it in for you in the little bottles.
Yeah,
you
stick my hand in the
but
jar.
But now everything is measured. And,
yeah.
That,
that's
very regulated.
That's why you pay so much taxes here. You know, it's crazy.
It's still amazing, though. On the East Coast, it's garbage weed.
Come to Toronto. Yeah. You get an eye-opener.
Yeah. I know. I'm ready. Road trip this weekend.
When I would travel there, that was 20 years ago, I'd always have Jackie buy weed for me when I went there because there's no way I'm taking it with me.
No.
Yeah. No.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's
Thanks
been amazing.
For having
I really appreciate
Sam.
It.
It's been great.
Thank you so much
it's
for your time.
It's been a lot of fun.
Jen, thank you very much.
Like you mentioned in your pitch, you said we're very much fun. And
you
are fun.
Oh,
you're a lot
you.
Of fun.
Thank you so much.
You know, so thanks for reaching out. How did you find out about us?
On Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
You
saw
just saw
on
something
Facebook.
Going
yeah.
on?
Oh, Tommy is a genius at finding things.
I
just
knew we were
found
coming
you.
Here for... That's true, Jen. Good point.
Super sweet, you know.
So I wanted to hook up with cool people, and you guys are definitely cool people.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So it's a show. It's a very cool show, and all my friends in Canada are probably watching it right now. So.
Right. That'll
my
be cool.
Friends in Canada.
Yeah. All right. So tell me, tell people how they can find you, listen to your music.
Okay. You can find me on my website, which is TommyGraisley.com. TommyGraisley.com. Also on YouTube under Tommy Gunn, all capitals, all one word, two M's, two N's.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Instagram, Tommy Gunn Love.
Is it Gunn with two N's?
Yes, two N's. Also, Twitter at Tommy Gunn Hound. What else? You can LinkedIn with me, Tommy Graisley.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm
That's
all over the
places
place. Spotify, you know, iTunes, it's everywhere.
And Amy Goldberg, the book is Be Your Truth. So go ahead and get that. That's new.
Thank you.
And how can we find you online?
Yeah, I'm at thetrustrise.com. And I could be speaking in a country or city near you shortly. And also, my book is out on Amazon, so check it out. And
Sounds
good. Are you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram, yes. I've changed it so many times. At Amy Goldberg 1 and then at The Trust Rise, I think.
With the little blue butterfly?
Yes. Yes,
gotcha.
Yes.
And you can also catch Amy and I. We do our own little thing on Facebook called Talkin' Rock.
And yeah, we do a Talkin' Rock. We've just kind of started that.
Yeah, Instagram, cool. Facebook. Yeah.
Who talks and who rocks? Got it.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's figure it out, then we'll come back.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You guys are welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stay.
Come to Toronto. We'll fix you up with somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Fix me up with some good green.
Yeah.
No question.
No problem.
Guaranteed.
Lots of green there. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Jen, have a great weekend.
You too. See you Monday.
We'll see you Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.